Ideas come several times a month. In conversation, a meeting, or simply getting ready for bed, I get a what-if moment and a mini plot begins to unfurl. I don't write it down, though. I wait. Many, many ideas die a quiet death. They weren't strong enough or they've been done before. But some stick, or rather other ideas stick to them. And so the snowball begins. A good idea takes a year or so to grow. The plot unfurls further and goes off in new directions. New characters emerge. Themes develop based on what in the world gives me joy right now or makes me curious or furious. I steal from long-standing obsessions, from scenes I couldn't use in earlier books, from polemics on Twitter and chance thoughts aroused by posters on the underground. Eventually, I get to the point where this is the story I have to tell. I always plot my books out in advance, but the way I plot varies. Sometimes it's several pages of bullet points in Word. Occasionally it's an Excel spreadsheet. For Love Song, it was an A3 sheet of post-it notes, which worked very well. It always takes me ages to find the voice. I promise myself I'm just going to write, and then I try and try, and it doesn't feel right, and I'm convinced I'll never complete another novel until finally, in a whirl of panic and looming deadlines, the words come. And from then on, the book takes hold. I get what my husband calls the 1,000-yard stare. I become much more aware of what my characters are up to than my own family. I regularly try to unlock the front door with my tube pass. I used to find that if I researched too much before I started, I was in danger of writing a textbook, not a novel, so I research as I go. The story has to be led by the reader's sense of growing excitement, not by my sudden mastery of 19th century social history, but oh, I love research. I can, and happily do, spend hours down little fact-checking rabbit holes. What did it feel like exactly to play bass guitar in front of 20,000 adoring fans in the 1980s? What colours did Titian use, and how were they made? How many brick factories were there in Pimlico in 1857? What materials are typically used to line the bedroom walls of superyachts? I try and write the first draft fast, or it will never get written at all. When I teach, I encourage my students to think of this as the dirty draft. It won't be publishable or consistent or even very good, but it will become the starting point for the real work later. Writing is rewriting, and once the dirty draft is done, I get a sense of what the book wants to be. In the early stages, I'm eager for an editor's advice. Eventually, though, the manuscript finally hits the point where I'm prepared to defend every paragraph. I call it the under-the-bus moment, when I know that even if I couldn't finish the final edits, it's so close that it could live without me. It has become itself. There isn't a book I wouldn't write differently if I were to do it again, but the important thing is, it's done. It has a cover and an ISBN number and readers. By then, I'm usually busy grappling with the next idea snowball anyway. Never look back. It's time to move on.